Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Oh, I've got a great voice today. I've got an old class, or a student of mine, Julie Brangeberg. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me, Mr. Yes. Lorton.
Yes, you were part of... You were a classmate with Chris Simon as well.
Yes, I was. And a lot of those stories he told recently, I don't know if they're all true.
Well, as like we said, in the interview, the girls were doing their own thing. The guys were like my disciples, you know, so they were listening. You girls, you had your own thing going on, you know, but I do remember you as a student, very prim and proper and...
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Thank you. Life at St. Norbert's was really awesome. Just thinking back, it was really good memories going to St. Norbert's. Yes.
Yeah. It was different probably than, I don't know if I could teach today. Like, you know, that was so, I don't know, that was just, you know, I was just cowboying it up, anything I wanted to do, you know, just like taught from the hip, basically.
Takes a special person to be a teacher.
It does. It does, for sure. Anyway, Julie, certified financial planner, Safe Harbor Wealth Management. That sounds really good.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. My brother Pat and I are partners in that business, and we've been working together for about 21 years.
I'll be darned. Now, of course, you grew up in Hardin, and then went on. And you went to college at the U of I.
Yes, I did. Yeah. All orange and blue.
All right. And what'd you study?
Actually, I have a degree in chemical engineering from University of Illinois.
You know, I knew when I had that one chemistry class back in grade school, you really excelled. I think you've got like A+ on that.
I don't remember that, but I'm glad that worked out.
We did have a chemistry class. We did have some chemistry in there. So, yeah. Super. So you worked in the field for a while, or what happened?
Yes, I did. My first job out of college was at the Dial Corporation in St. Louis, where we made Purex laundry detergent.
Yes.
We made the dry detergent, and that was right in downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
That was a good experience.
What did you actually do?
I was actually a shift supervisor.
Okay.
So we ran 24/7. And I kind of helped supervise the shift of about 12 employees.
Okay, and made sure they did everything correctly?
Just made sure that the production continued to run and the quality was good.
So you did that for 5 years. And then what happened? How come you got out of it?
Well, actually, after that, then I did that for about a year and a half. Okay. And then I was looking around for an actual process engineering job. Huh. And so I was hired at MEMC Electronic Materials in St. Peter's, Missouri, where we made the silicon wafers that like Intel would build their Pentium processors on. So mm-hmm. It was a very high-tech field to be in. We worked in a clean room, so we had... It was cleaner, actually, than an operating room.
Wow.
So we dressed down in these special suits and had to go through these blowers before we could go in. And
every day?
Every day.
You. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of exhausting.
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't. But it was really cool because I learned so much there. Yeah. And met so many nice people.
Super. But then...
Then Rod and I, we had been married probably.
Rod, let's talk about Rod. Where'd you meet Rod at? Were you guys high school sweethearts?
No, we weren't. He's actually a couple years older than me. Yeah. And we actually started dating. I don't know if you remember the rec volleyball league they had over here at the Sussnick Center.
I never played in it, but I remember it.
The co-ed league. Yeah. So we were on a team together with a group from Hardin.
Yeah,
my brother Pat and his girlfriend, John Hillen, Matt Ballman, Chris and Connie Jones,
fun.
And we had a pretty good team actually. And Rod was on the team, and so we just kind of started dating after that.
Oh, where did he take you on your first date? That's what I want to know.
We went to the movies to see my cousin Vinny on a Sunday evening.
Yeah,
and then we went to Rack's Restaurant in Alton to get those good baked potatoes.
Oh, I tell you, that sounds great. What year was that? When did you get married?
Gosh, we got married in 1997, so we've been married, what, 27 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And time goes by so fast.
And you have some children.
We have three kids. Jack, who is a senior at SIUE studying mechanical engineering. Joe is a junior at SIUE studying business and entrepreneurship. And then Rose is a senior at Marquette, and she plans to go to Lewis and Clark and major in pre-physical therapy.
I see. You have some smart kids. You got some smart genes in your family, evidently.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure Rod would say it all came from him.
Well, let's talk about where you grew up, which you grew up in Hardin, and your dad and mom had the Hurley Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, I know it's third generation now, so that, your grandpa started that?
Yes. So in the, around 1935, my grandpa was a mechanic, and mm-hmm. they were living in Jerseyville. He and my grandma were both from Jerseyville.
Oh.
And I guess work was hard to come by, you know, that was during the Depression. And so he knew, he went to school with Linville McBride. I don't know if you remember him.
No.
And Linville moved, he went to Jerseyville to school, and then he moved back to Hardin. And he said, Joe, there's a mechanic's job in Hardin. And so he moved, my grandma and dad, they moved to Hardin, and he worked at this garage. I think it was called like TriStar or Tri-City Garage. And he worked with a guy by the name of Stubb Anderson.
Remember, I heard that name.
Uh-huh. And then together they started their own garage. And then later on, then my grandpa started Hurley Dodge.
I see.
And then Uncle John and my dad both worked in that business, you know, their whole lives.
Right. And so growing up in that kind of household, what do you have to share with that? Three brothers, you.
Yeah.
And an entrepreneurship family.
Yes, it was. Family time was so important. We had dinner together every night.
Yeah.
And we always waited till dad got home. So supper might be ready for half an hour, whatever. And it would just sit there until he got home, walk through the door. And he'd say, you know, don't eat without me. So we'd always sit down and eat supper together, which was so important. But his days were pretty long days there.
Yes.
And I know John, too. They worked very hard. They were always there for their clients. They did whatever it took to help people. You know, so
your dad and also just your uncles, your brothers, you guys are so mild mannered, so low key, you know, so even tempered. Correct?
I would say for the most part.
Yeah, I mean that voice, your dad's voice. I can remember it like yesterday.
Oh yeah, he'd answer the phone, Hurley's, Bill speaking. Can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, just everybody loved that voice.
Yes, he had a distinct voice.
He sure did.
Now we'll go back a little bit. How did you end up in this financial planning business?
So Rod and I both worked in St. Louis. We were living in Godfrey, and I decided that it probably wasn't going to work too well to start a family. Traveling, you know, an hour each way and working long hours. I was on call on the weekends and wore a pager a lot. So I always liked to work with people. And my mother-in-law, Anita Rose, was in the business of financial services. So I talked to her a little bit, and she was glad to welcome me on board. And that was back in 2001.
2001.
Mm-hmm.
And Anita passed away a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And they were also into building quite a bit.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they had a lot to do with building up West Point Subdivision.
Right.
Out by the hospital. And then they started the part on the north side, Hickory Grove Subdivision. And there's still lots out there today that Rod is... And his sister are trying to, Rod's actually building his spec house, which is sold.
Cool.
And they're trying to fill those lots.
Okay, now is he a carpenter, or does he just hire everything out?
He subs everything out now.
Does he? Okay.
Pretty well. I mean, he's still doing a few things. Like he's still working every day at it. You know, like right now he's working on the siding.
Is that his full-time job, or is he doing something else?
Yeah, he... is building the house, and he also does real estate.
Okay.
Rental real estate.
Rental real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you got any openings? we got some rental real estate. Everybody's, you know, calling, wanting things.
Yeah, I think we do have an opening in Carrollton.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good to know. Carrollton listeners, you got an opening. What do you got? What do you got open? What is it?
To be honest, I think it's a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment. I see. Yeah.
So in this financial planning, can you give us just, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but can you give me some briefings on why people might want to start financial planning early in their life or at what time, or just give me a rundown.
Yeah. So it's important to kind of have a guide. You kind of need to know where you're going so you can get there. So we just try to help people identify, you know, where they are right now, where they want to go, and help them create a plan to get them there. And it's, you know, usually for retirement or helping their kids go to college.
Mm-hmm. And is there, like with stocks and bonds and all that, is that what you basically do? Any other type of planning, or is that it?
No, that's pretty much it. It's just financial planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're located on Pearl Street.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right across from the gym bar.
Right.
Yeah.
116 West Pearl.
And do you have anybody helping you, or you run the shop yourself?
Marilyn Bowers, who's been a long-time employee. She's actually a very good friend. She came to work with Anita back in 1993 when Anita moved her office from Hardin to Jerseyville. And she's been with us ever since.
Cool.
So about, 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just wonderful. Just so helpful. And then we have a what they call like a virtual assistant through our broker-dealer, LPL. And she actually lives in Iowa. And she helps us as well.
You know, right now, from what I understand, might be a good time to set some money aside and invest.
It's always a good time.
Yeah. But I mean, I can see right now being a good time. What age should a person think about doing that? Or what's the parameters where you think, okay, now, of course you can't do it when you're going to school because you don't have any extra money, but at what time and like what percentage would you say you should think about setting some money aside?
Well, as soon as you're starting to earn some income,
yeah,
you should start saving, you know, maybe 10% of it.
10%?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And over, what's the timeline? For example, if you invest X amount of money, how long does it take before it usually doubles?
Well, it depends on the return. So there's a rule called the Rule of 72.
Yeah, I think that's
so. If you earn a 10% return, then it takes you You take 72 divided by the return. So 72 divided by 10, that's 7.2. So it takes 7.2 years to double your money.
Okay. And sometimes it can happen faster than that.
Sometimes it can happen slower than that too.
That is true. Now, reflecting back. You growing up on Gridiron Acres, people don't realize what around, people might not realize what Gridiron, if you're from Hardin, you know what Gridiron Acres is, but at one time that's where they call it Gridiron Acres because that was where the high school football team, it was called the Hardin Tigers at that time. And that's where they played football at.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, they moved, they built a school, they moved out on the edge of town, and that got sold off and developed.
Mm-hmm.
You know who was developed that?
I think it was your dad.
Yeah. My brother actually told me this story. He said that my dad ended up buying that, and he didn't have the money, but there was a buddy of his or a friend of his thought he should have it. So he ended up actually buying it for him. He was standing behind him doing the
raising,
saying,
wow.
All of a sudden, he goes, "You want it?" And Dad's like, "What? Me? I never even bid on it." But
it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's quite a few homes there now.
Yes, there are. It was a great place to grow up.
Yes.
Our backyard was, you know, we lived on the side that was part of the football field. So it was nice and flat. We had a nice hill behind us, which was great for sleigh riding. So every time it snowed, all the neighbors would usually come to our backyard and sleigh ride. And we grew up there was a lot of young families in that neighborhood when we were growing up. So there was probably 30 to 50 kids in that neighborhood when I was growing up.
Well, when I was growing up, I'm with Julie Brangenberg, grew up in Hardin, was a Hurley, and became a Brangenberg about how many years ago?
27.
27 years ago. I can remember when I was a kid, every Saturday morning, Saturday morning, you know, I was lived several blocks away. I lived across the street from the Catholic school. I would trek all the way over there, and then we always played football in Jones's side lot that they had there. And every Saturday, you know, like clockwork, and then there was always a bunch of kids to play with. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. You always had enough for two teams, you know, no matter what you were playing, football, kickball, baseball.
I know there's a lot of boys in that neighborhood. Was there many girls?
There were a few of us.
Yeah.
A lot more boys than girls.
Yeah. So as you grew up being part of Hurley Dodge, did you like get a brand new car when you were 16?
No, I got to drive my mom's minivan for at least a year.
Did you work in the business at all?
Yes, we all did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what'd you do?
Starting out, wash cars.
Oh, yeah?
And then work my way up to doing like license and title work.
And how old did you start washing cars?
I was probably 14 or 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a great place to work.
Was it?
It was. We learned the value of hard work, and we learned how to talk to people, you know, which was so important.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But it was just a great group of people. I mean, just like family.
Yeah. So you wash cars, and then when did you get to go into title work?
I was probably 16 or 17.
Oh, yeah?
Something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then,
and I did that until... I think until we got married, actually. I would come home even when I was in college and do that on Saturday mornings. And when I was working in St. Louis, I would still help out. I think until I got married, then I stopped doing that. Then I think my mom took over after she retired. So.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Did you do any selling at all?
No, I didn't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Now, did you ever live in Hardin other than when you were growing up? No.
We lived there. I lived there the whole time I was growing up until I got married.
You got married
to about 23.
So in Jerseyville, you were traveling back and forth from Jerseyville.
Well, when we got married, we actually lived in Alton.
Okay.
And then we bought a lot out in Fox Run subdivision out in Godfrey, and then Rod built our house there. Him and Paul Rose, and then we lived there, and then we built another one out there, moved there, and then we came back to Jerseyville and built a house in Jerseyville.
I see.
So about 18 years ago.
And the kids are all raised up now? And,
almost. Rose is still at home. She's a senior.
Yeah.
And the boys are living in Edwardsville.
I see.
It's definitely different around there.
Do they come home a lot? Do you keep track of them?
Oh, yeah. We see each other quite a bit.
You know, we got this Christmas holidays coming up. Do all the Hurleys get together for Christmas? I mean, there's got to be a lot of you, right?
Yeah, our immediate family. So my mom and dad's family, the three brothers and myself, and then all of our kids and grandkids get together. We actually have it at our house.
Oh, you do?
On Christmas Day.
And you do the cooking? Or do you get
some
help?
Well, we all share.
Oh,
we all pitch in. Yeah. And there'll be probably 20, 25 of us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There have to be a big group.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. Pat brings his eggnog, so.
Oh, yeah?
Always a good time.
Well, as we wrap up this interview, do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just say try to always learn to grow, and because if you're not growing, you're dying. So I would just say always try to be willing to take on new adventures, new things in your life, even though they're scary. And I think, Chris, you know all about that.
Yeah, I think I could agree with that. Yeah, it's fun. You know, it makes life interesting. You know, I mean, went from one thing to another. Now you've been in this financial planning business for quite a while.
Yes, I have. It's been a good career. It's been enabled me to have a lot of flexibility with my family and living so close to home from work. It's been really great.
But now you've got you're into to rentals or buying properties, fixing them up and renting them as well?
Yeah. Rod's mainly handles that, you know, but.
Do you help him out much?
Maybe push the broom around a little bit.
You probably help rent them, don't you?
No, he handles all that.
He handles it all.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a good job.
Okay.
And he's learned a lot too over the last couple of years.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to get together and talk shop.
Sounds good.
But yes. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Julie. And you have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.